There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And I feel like we haven't spoken to you in years.
Oh my god,
we've
crazy.
Both been shaking to record this, but it has been really nice.
Isn't
this is
so
an
good.
Episode of Off the Record, so we answered your questions. We spoke about boundaries, we spoke about pet peeves, we spoke about like a Freaky Friday kind of situation. That was fun. Tea and coffee, we did all kinds of things in here. Crazy content. So hopefully you enjoy it.
I actually feel a bit sick.
Take one. So this feels weird.
It feels so weird. I feel ill.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I feel horrible.
This is the longest we've ever not recorded for, because we did the pre-records, you know. Mm-hmm. It then we took 2 weeks off and...
thank god we did those pre-records, hey.
Thank god.
They went down a storm, some of them.
I honestly can't even remember what was in them.
The one about, was it Closure? That got a lot of love, which was nice. Yeah, it's long gone now. It's history. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, we've just been speaking for, what have we done? 2 hours, I guess?
Yeah.
Hour and a half?
It was nice.
The Kardashians.
I did actually say, probably more than once, this would be great on the podcast. So just to give you a bit of... I hate the phrase FOMO, but just to give you some FOMO.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, we were just talking about the Kardashians. I was saying that I had a dream that I was in charge of looking after Courtney's kids, and I lost Mason and P, and I was in trouble. And I was running around going, P! But that's kind of
the bit that I thought was especially good was us talking about tea or coffee.
Shall we talk
about
tea or coffee
again? It was as riveting as it sounds.
Well, someone asked us on... this is a Q&A, if you didn't know. You'd ask us questions, we're answering them right now.
We need to be eased in very gently.
And someone asked us, tea or coffee? And I don't know if we were going to discuss it on the podcast, but I was saying that I asked my friend, tea or coffee? Good question. And then I threw it out to you, and you had the exact, pretty much word-for-word answer as me.
Yeah, because I think it... I'm not surprised that we feel the same way. The answer is... as much as coffee is great, I'm loving coffee so much, every day even. It's quite a big part of my life now.
Mm.
I would be such a fool to undo all of the history, all those years of tea. I still have tea every day.
What tea means to
tea
me?
Tea just means so much.
Oh, the most meaningful thing. In every... situation.
Every situation.
I would be like made, every situation could be made better by someone handing me a cup of tea.
Apart from, I said, if you're eating a curry, you don't want a tea.
And I said, but I could do one after.
And I said, yeah, I would think I would need one after. I completely agree.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So
and
you
were saying as well, like, I don't know if this bit is going on.
Yeah,
you
no. When my mum, I was on the way home from school, obviously I'm bringing it, I'm throwing us
take
in the
it
deep
to the
end.
Let's go.
But it's fine, it's a funny story. I was on the way home from school, my mum was saying, we're gonna have a chat, we're gonna like have a chat when we get home or whatever. And she was like, do you want a cup of tea or whatever? And she was in her preparation to tell me that her and my dad were getting a divorce, she said, oh, I'll make this kid a cup of tea. Like, she said, let's have a cup of tea. Like, that is how kind of
it's meaningful.
That's how meaningful tea is. It's like
the essence of comfort.
When is it not there? Yeah, it's like she thought in her head that will make it better if I give this kid a tea. And I still do that to this day.
Yeah, whereas I got, before my parents told me they were splitting up, me and my siblings, we all got some hummus and crisps. Give the kids what they love.
That's too funny.
Get these kids some hummus before we break
that.
But
when would you not want it? You would always want tea.
You would always want tea.
It's rare that is. Would you want a tea? No, I'm alright, thanks.
What? How we? I actually don't know this. How is your, like, how do you take your tea? Like, what tea? Talk me through.
You know what? I've really gone through phases. I actually went through a phase of having black tea.
I would say that's how whenever you've made me tea, you do this.
I do it quite strong.
You do strong. It is black, 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 and you fill it to the brim of the cup.
You to have a nice big
you
tea.
You are a risk taker. You fill it so high that it's almost like,
I'm not sure
changing
you.
I've got to sip that burning tea before I carry it anywhere. That's how you make tea.
But I don't want to give you a little puddle of tea. You want, I think, you want a big vat of tea.
And you do tea bag in with the milk in.
Yeah, I keep the tea bag in until the very last minute because I want it strong.
I think I'm very weak in life.
You should
have
told me that.
In mind and spirit, in
what
tea.
You should have told me. I would have put more milk in, etc.
No. I don't want milky. I don't want milky.
Right.
I would border on black. I would like it darker in colour.
Oh, yeah, because you like boiled water.
That's what
probably
I'm having
why.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I'm just drinking. I really like boiled water at the moment. Ever since I had
COVID.
Did you
say that before on the podcast? I think you did.
Mm. Ever since I had COVID, when
just
I had COVID,
boiled
like
water.
4 months ago, just into the boiled water life, and I've just never grown
it's
out.
Never left.
I'm waiting for it to pass.
So the question really should have been tea, coffee, or boiled water.
And I'd have to say a hard no. It's still tea.
It's still tea.
It's still tea.
Yeah, fair enough. Nice. Okay. Well, we're feeling
this
eased
with
in.
A bang.
Yeah. We did. Did you notice that we got a lot of messages about Branston beans?
Oh my god, so many. We got
and
photos of people eating their Branston beans.
We should have got paid for that somehow.
We should reach out to
we should
Branston.
Have a link saying use the code.
Get your Branston
use the
beans.
Code X, Y, and Z to
I've
get
never had
10%
them.
Off your beans. Well, you're a spokesperson for
them
now.
I'm just out here buying my £14 beans.
I reckon you
no,
would have
14p.
Jesus. I reckon
Christ.
I would have made you Branston beans back at uni because
yeah,
I used to get
I
Branston beans
would.
I think yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Good times
great times.
Oh, right, okay. Well, also, thanks, guys, for your patience and just for the love and stuff.
Mm. Well, how are you doing? We haven't...
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Cool.
Any questions you want to jump into first or no?
Well, I screenshotted a couple. It feels like a couple of days ago now that we're recording this on the Sunday, so
yeah.
This is risky business
from
us. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Honestly, crazy from us.
I kind of forgot that means this is their Sunday as well. Like,
yeah, what
so this is
to?
Now, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of coming out of a heat wave right now. It's like you're all in the sun.
I think we're going back in tomorrow, though.
I think it's raining tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be glorious sunshine tomorrow.
I don't know. Someone was telling me yesterday it was rain, rain, rain.
Oh, no.
I'm looking right now. Oh, no, they were lying. It's back into the sun.
Nice.
God, I'm speaking to a right negative Nancy. I've got quite a cute one.
Yeah, go on.
I'm torn between two.
There were so many good ones. Thank you, everyone, for the questions.
This one I think is cute, but I don't know what the answer would be.
I've got a good one to start then.
Oh, go on. Let's go.
Because actually quite a few people asked this. Opinions on Harry's house, and I think especially favourite song on Harry's house, which I think is a fun way to start. Oh, no, you're frozen.
You're frozen as well. Oh, no, you're back. You're back.
Oh, you're back. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, Harry's house.
Yeah. Favourite song on Harry's house. General thoughts. I can start.
Do you want to start? Yeah, go on.
Or do you want to start?
I have no preference. I mean, I can go, I can listen, I can just.
I think I would like
water.
You to go first. I'm genuinely curious.
My thoughts were, as soon as I fucking heard Music for a Sushi Restaurant, I was, wow, what a treat for the senses. Wow, what an amazing thing. I thought, this is incredible, incredible, incredible. Then the second song came, then the third song came, and I thought, am I liking this? But then I listened to the whole album a second time through. Wow, was I blown away.
And you went back
favorite
in.
Favourite
wow.
song by Miles.
Mm.
No. Favourite song,
favorite
not by
song,
Miles,
yeah.
by Inches, by Mere Inches, is Cinema. I love Cinema.
Yeah.
I love the
so
fact
good.
It's called Cinema. I love the vibe of the song. I love the
it's
kind of
so
Olivia Wildness
good.
Of the
yeah.
song. I think it's perfect for me and for others.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love Grape
to
Juice.
To be enjoyed by, nice.
By many. I love Grape Juice.
Yeah. I'm actually going to get the album up so I can have a look.
I love the album cover.
Yeah.
And I love...
Are you still loving sushi?
I love music for a sushi restaurant, and I like late night talking, and I'll leave it there. And I do like Daylight as well.
Nice. What are your thoughts on... What's your worst song on the album?
My worst song is your favourite song. Little
it's
Freak.
Little Freak.
I don't
What's
like it.
What's wrong with you, Little
I
Freak?
I don't like the sound of it.
Really?
I don't like... It's just like... Ugh.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't do anything for me.
It's...
I was shocked when you said that's your favourite.
It's, but like, you know what? I will say By Miles is my favourite. Wow. It's my favourite thing he's ever done. I think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard for someone to say, I was thinking about who you are, your delicate point of view. I was thinking about you. Are you joking? You're actually taking the piss. Not him, I mean. He's joking.
Do you not
he's
like,
taking the piss.
I put the pop in the cinema, you pop
no, that's
when
my, that's
we
my
get
second.
Intimate.
That's my very close second. Yeah.
Incredible.
Cinema is, I'm glad you said that because it's my second.
Incredible.
And then they're all kind of around the mid-range. And then my least favourite is Boyfriends.
Yeah, does nothing for me. The second half
me
of the
too.
Album, really, there's little other than cinema that I don't... I like Daydreaming.
Yeah, and what about Love of My Life?
Does nothing for me.
Really?
Not in
what
the way
about...
that when I heard Music for a Sushi Restaurant, I thought, whoa.
That took you away. I do imagine that going inside your mind is a bit like Music for a Sushi Restaurant.
Yeah, no, I think it was...
Yeah.
I like Matilda a lot. We can't not mention
do
that.
Do you?
That was great. I like it. I really like it.
Nice.
But what made me like it is, like, I use Apple Music, which I get roasted for, but there's, like, a little interview thing at the beginning that you can read about each of the songs. One great feature of a bad platform. But they said in that little interview...
It's his,
like,
Zane Lowe interview, right?
Yeah, it's the Zane Lowe stuff. And he, who I didn't know who that was, but...
Really?
Well, you said he's someone that you'd be quite intimidated by, you said.
Yes.
And I thought, yeah, and I agree. Yeah. I agree. From hearing him speak, I agree.
But he's so calm and nice and really, like,
but
articulate
secretly,
and
everyone
sweet.
Everyone that speaks to him is shaking.
I'd be shaking because the thing that I find, I think what I said is, like, I feel like he is very, he's obviously very analytical, which is not a negative, it's actually a positive. I think he obviously cares a lot about what he does and he cares a lot about who he speaks to. I think it's a really beautiful thing, but I think the depth of thought going into it, it's just, to be perceived. It's just, you are being
just a bit
perceived.
Too sincere.
Perceived, though. No, I love the sincerity, but it's, he's thinking about you when he drives home. He's thinking, oh, I thought that was weird when she said about drinking tea when her parents got divorced. I reckon that means she's a bit insecure. Do you know what I mean? I think
scariest
he's very,
kind of
which, fair enough. It's just, I think he's so perceptive and I would find that really uncomfortable.
See, that makes me kind of like him more. I just almost feel like it's a bit like, I don't know.
No, I love him. I absolutely, it's on me. It's no fault of his. I'm intimidated by his kind of greatness. Anyway, the interview.
Well, I don't know, but it just basically said he's disguised who it's really about in the real world as their favourite character from a Roald Dahl book.
Is it about Olivia Wilde?
Well, I've read some theories. I just like to think everything he does is about Olivia Wilde because I really like Olivia Wilde, even though everyone hates her, but she's amazing.
Oh,
or she's just
absolutely adore
them
her.
As a couple. Wow. If you don't like her, watch Booksmart and you'll love her.
People don't even dislike her, they just don't know her.
Well, they just dislike her because they want to be with Harry.
Because she's with Harry
Styles. Yeah, that's fair
enough. Boring. I'm not in 2009, people. Sorry that Justin Bieber got married and you couldn't handle it. Like, do you know what I mean? It just gets to me.
Literally. Calm down, people.
Honestly.
But I just think so, such a powerful couple. I just really love that as a vibe.
As a statement.
Harry Styles. Wow.
It's gorgeous. Okay.
Again, I'll say it again. I put the pop in the cinema.
Oh,
you
pop when
we
get intimate. But it's
Are you joking?
That is a perfect song.
Oh,
I bring pop to the cinema.
Every time
you
I
can say that
it.
Again and the rest. Yeah. Okay. Another cue?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Can I do this one?
Yes, yeah, do the cute one.
Is different. I don't know what I would say. We're probably just going to be like, okay. Don't know. But our good friend Jade has asked, it's Freaky Friday and Seffy and Wing swap bodies. What are you guys doing for the day?
Oh my God, I didn't see that. That's so funny.
It's really cute. Jade, I just like, so it's Freaky Friday. Like, we're at the kind of Chinese restaurant.
Oh, we're my eating the crackers. What do we do?
I know. I was thinking, probably I think, go on a walk.
Yeah, I think coffee, you're swimming in Brighton. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What would
go
I do?
It's like all the things we do anyway.
You know what I would do? This is so cringe. And you would absolutely hate it. I would cover your room in like love notes to yourself. And then when you got back into your body the next day, or whenever we figured out the curse, you would have to like deal with just like little looking. And your living space would just be covered with like nice things about you.
I love that. I love the idea of us trying to work out the curse. One of us has got to flirt with Chad Michael Murray.
I wonder how we've done that.
You've got to get on stage with.
You've got to break the curse. That's so funny.
Oh my God, I love us trying to put our heads together to break the curse.
They're running into each other and stuff. Are they kind of throwing themselves down the stairs to try and break it?
Yeah, I haven't seen that in ages.
Neither.
All I remember is they sing that big song at the end.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Yeah, I would like leave little like hints for you, like in your life. Yeah, I'd leave you with some treats because I think you'd be
celebration.
Yeah, I think you'd be quite flustered, as you would. I would be flustered too. Obviously, we're cursed. I mean, the first thing we're doing is recording an episode and saying, guys, you're not going to fucking believe what's happened here.
You are not going to believe. People, that would really go viral, though. That would be like, these two guys have gone mad. They've switched bodies.
Daddy's gone mad,
like, we're vlogging. Guys, we've switched bodies. I swear, this is Steph
in
here.
Stop, it's too good. Everyone's what I'd do.
Obviously lying.
I'd leave hints and stuff. Like, just
I would probably try
hints.
And go viral.
Yeah,
I would do like a clickbait thing with you, and then I would probably spend the day with Ozzy. I'd give Ozzy a real treat.
I'd spend the day with Otto
for a walk. Yeah, you'd have to go back to my family home, get my dog.
I'd
my
be
family
driving
really
the Honda
confused.
Jazz.
She's acting weird. She's being really different.
Why is she crying all the time?
It's like Otto's being weird around her.
That is such a good question.
It's
so funny.
Good. It's not it's even, kind of like
there's no good answer. Yeah, it's just a funny thing to think about.
I'd probably go for dinner. It's like I'd do all the things I want to do anyway.
Yeah. I definitely think we should go live.
Oh,
making a plan for it. When it happens. We should definitely go live. We should do a live of us trying to break the curse.
I think we should live stream the
curse with us. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Okay, we did it, guys. We finally break the curse. Let's just milk
nice.
It for what it's worth.
That's so funny.
So good.
Aw, well, that's something to look forward to.
Do you have any questions?
I did
there
screenshot
honestly
a few.
So many.
There really were.
I was just screenshotting all
that's week. A really good one, though.
Yeah.
Okay, this is quite an emotional one. Well, not emotional, but I might make it emotional as usual.
Yeah, let's do it.
They said, when have you been the proudest of yourself / each other? And I think each other is what I would like today. I haven't actually thought of it. I'm obviously proud of you every day, but I haven't thought of my answer. Let's not go too emotional, but...
Yeah. Let me think.
I am honestly proud of you every day. Because
yeah, same. I'm proud of you every day.
Look, you have to be the coolest person I know. Like, so who compares? No, but let's be honest. Like, no, like, everyone's cool. Everyone's cool. I don't want anyone to get upset. Everyone's cool, obviously. Everyone's the coolest person I know. To all my friends listening. But there is something about Seffy that she's Seffy from Seffy and Wing, which I think is very cool. I am proud of you every day.
Yeah, I'm proud of you every day. I think there was one particular moment where I remember having a bizarre thing with you. We were doing a talk somewhere, which we have only done a couple times in our lives, but I think they are some of our favourite moments that we've done. Mm. And there was a moment where I was talking and I saw you kind of grinning at me, because I think we just had that moment between us of like, we're on a fucking stage. And I remember you looking at me, and I think I could see the pride in your eyes, and then I was like, I could just feel it back of like,
God,
this is
me.
Mental. Like, I'm so proud of you that you are like on a fucking stage right now. You're looking stunning. You're wearing a suit. You look amazing.
Oh,
you're
stunning.
Saying your words. You're saying your lovely words. And all these people are like listening to you. Proud of you. Fucking
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, so proud. And also excited for you. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, God, wow. What's she up to next?
Mm. So insane. But yeah, every
That's
day.
Really cute. Okay, this is another cute one.
Okay.
I just quite liked thinking about it in this way. So this person said, your favourites at the moment, ? But they said brackets, like small joys, etc. And
ooh.
I just thought, that's quite nice. And I'm just interested to know, like, what are some of your favourite, what's a little small joy that you're doing at the moment that I might not know about? Even if I do know about it.
Small joys.
Just little things that you're liking.
Swimming is huge. It's huge for me. I think
it's a big joy.
It's a big joy. But I also am doing it in a way that's like, I it's so part of my like daily routine. Like every day that it's sunny, I swim.
Mm-hmm.
It is becoming a thing that's like, it's just a part of my routine now, but in the most amazing way. Like 10 minutes of swimming makes me feel like I've been on holiday for a fucking
It's a different,
days.
It's a like, different
it's
person.
Perfect.
I actually feel like swimming is a bit part of our brand.
Which I don't like that our swimming.
I'm not
brand
a strong
is like
swimmer.
Beans and swimming, and Harry Potter. It's
no,
like,
it's terrible.
God.
No, it's terrible.
It's
brand.
Like the worst brand. If you were pitching it to someone, they'd say that'll never work.
This is why I hate. That would never work. To be honest, and they did.
I don't see it
many a time.
On.
They said that would never work, and we just
not
said okay.
Not the most relatable thing I've ever heard.
But don't you think? I think swimming is like.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
I think it's such a big thing. Like, it's such a fucking big thing for me. Like, when I went, like, I went home recently and just every single day I was swimming in the river. And it's one of those things where it is my favourite thing to do in any context. Like, on any day. Oh, should we go for a swim? It just improves the day. Like, it makes the day, like, feel so intentional. And you've really dedicated for, like, a specific amount of time to, like, a small joy.
And it's so real.
Yeah.
There's nothing more real, I think.
It's the most real.
It's crazy.
Do you remember my friend gave that advice that time? And I think we've actually spoken about this in a very, very old episode of the podcast, like full pandemic,
God,
early
I'm
pandemic
I'm really
times.
Hanging on the end of my, seat.
But
yeah.
She said that she had this friend and it was a bit of like, she's
oh my
an
God,
old
yes,
friend but they had developed a bit of like a jealousy between each other and it was a bit almost like a bit of a fake friendship, just difficult at times, or like there was a bit of comparison there, and she said the thing that she did to break it is they went to like a swimming pool together, but not like a bikini outdoor swimming pool situation, but like an indoor
like a
leisure center
with the grandma's
swimming costume, wet hair, swimming cap vibe pool with her. And she said that was it, just leveled them out because they'd been friends from so young. It just reminded you of like swimming lessons with them when you were like 8.
Yeah.
And it's like it just levels you out. It brings you right back to childhood. Like you're there with your hair wet in a fucking what's that brand, like speedo swimming costume sort of thing. Like,
yeah, little Slazenger swimsuit. Yeah,
it's just not, it's, you're not there to look good, and it just levels you out as humans. And I just thought it's the best advice I've ever fucking
it is
heard.
Yeah, but it's, you can do that, the essence of that is so like fine, like if you're not going to get to a swimming pool, whatever, but just bringing it back to something real
yeah
is very, it just sucks you out of your head. yeah. and into the real moment.
I think that's why
moment.
Eating with people is just the best thing ever. Or like, what I always feel like, I mean, small joys every fucking day is whatever I watch. Like, whatever I,
yeah.
I honestly, the amount that like watching something means to me is mm-hmm. almost like, I would say embarrassing. Like, it's a
would
problem.
You rather watch something on your own or watch something like with your housemates?
This is the problem I'm having. I'm sorry to my housemates. But there are certain things like that are yep. completely sacred. Like, for example, the new Stranger Things, which a few people asked us if we'd watch Stranger Things. Have you finished it yet?
Yeah. Loved it.
Both
we're
finished.
Up today.
Loved it. Big crush of mine is in it, actually. Big crush, who I have messaged a number of times. A guy who, actually, bringing it back to Olivia Wilde, is in Booksmart.
Nice.
And there's an amazing moment where he's wearing plaits and he gets embarrassed
and he takes
them out
really quickly.
And he takes
the plaits out. It's too good. It's
and I
perfect.
Fell in love with him in this moment. And he only had, like, 10,000 followers or something at the time. And I messaged him being like, hey, if you're ever in the UK, let's go for a drink.
I really do think a couple more DMs, you would have got in there.
I agree.
Now he's in Stranger Things, fucking, your
it's
ship's in the
now
night.
In Stranger Things. But I've
now,
loved
you know,
so
you
years.
Have a massive podcast,
so. Yeah, exactly.
Look, the moment's gone.
So, yeah, so he's in that, so I love that. But, like, for example, watching, so that was a shock, seeing him there. But
it was a shock for me, so
like,
I didn't
oh God,
think he was going to be there. I literally said, Seffi, DM this guy.
A number of times.
Twice
on different occasions in my life.
Oh,
I've messaged
God.
Him, forgotten about him, remembered him, messaged him again.
That's not dead, I think. That will come back
no,
to
No, I
us.
Think, I don't think it's dead either. To I just us. Really like him. I love, love his long hair. He's so beautiful. But like watching that, for example, I don't think I could have watched Stranger Things with someone else. Like watching that, when that
really?
First season came out, like just pre-uni it came out for us, mm-hmm. it changed my life. I was just like, I fucking love Stranger Things. So like Stranger Things is like a sacred thing. Handmaid's Tale is another like sacred thing. I don't know if I'm going to mm-hmm. be able to watch that with other people. And certain things, like I always feel that, like, I hate to bring it up, but The Office, and someone asked, do you mean the US or the UK office? We mean the
yeah,
US.
Yeah, we mean the US.
The US, Michael Scott office.
Mm-hmm. Michael Scott.
Watching that, like, I always find it jarring watching that with someone else, because it's like, oh, wait, you know these guys. Like,
right.
you know them too.
You've been to my work.
Yeah, like, what are you doing here? Like, you, what do you mean? Why are you laughing at what Jim says? Why are you looking at Jim? Like, go away.
Nice.
So I feel like some things are like, yeah, they're just sacred. Need to watch them on my own.
Mm-hmm. Also, different level of decompressing watching something on your own.
Completely different. Also, like watching something in your bedroom or watching something
on
like,
your
on
laptop.
The TV.
Yeah, different. Very different.
Completely different. And I think I almost would. I don't really do it that often. I usually would watch things on the TV, but almost watching something in bed on a laptop is like that is amazing.
It's very private.
It's honestly the most private, most intimate thing you could do.
I never do that really, but...
Me neither, but when I do, it feels like a... I watch like YouTube things though.
A special treat. Like, do you? See, I'm always watching YouTube on my phone.
Oh, I couldn't... I don't like watching YouTube on my phone.
Really?
I like to settle in to like a YouTube video like on a laptop.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Like with a tea.
I mean, I did used bed. To do it, but yeah, always a tea. Is that saying?
Well, you make a tea to watch something on your laptop.
Drunk
like,
in
on
your No, but I just would have a tea with me, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Maybe I... Yeah, no, I probably... Of course I would. Yeah, of course I would.
I just can't watch something on my phone. Or like, if
do
I
we
do,
have the same phone?
Like,
do you have a smaller phone than me?
I've got this, an iPhone 11.
I wonder if that's smaller.
Is this interesting?
No, it's not. It's not interesting. Yeah, you're right. Let's stop.
Bloody hell. What are some like small joys for you?
All right, let me actually think. Love being with my dog.
Mm.
I wouldn't even say it. Yeah, it's not a small joy. That's like something to live for.
It's like, the essence of life.
That's my everything.
Yeah.
My dog is my life.
Yeah.
Especially coming back from holiday.
Oh, I bet.
He was sick. He was so excited to see us.
Do you know what? You messaged me saying, I feel like my whole life has been building up to this moment of coming back and seeing your dog.
And seeing us, yeah.
And I don't blame you.
No, I said that, but I agree with myself.
No, I agree with you.
It does feel like that. And I sometimes, I keep having this thing where I see him and I'm like, or I'm trying to remember that I wasn't seeing him every day. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, wow.
Just remember like the gratitude, because... And it's something I do, I always say to him, and I always say it to my boyfriend as well, I was like, So like, it's insane. But I always say, like, he could never say that he wasn't, like, fully loved. Like,
he couldn't, because he can't speak.
He could never say. But he could never say, like, oh, look, I didn't get enough love from my parents.
He could never say. Who's he telling, Big Mouth?
I don't know, like, on his deathbed. He could never say, like, look, I could have done with a bit more attention. Do you know what I mean? He's not saying that. If anything, he'll say, look, I could have done with a bit of peace and quiet every now and then.
Yeah. Tone it down. Yeah, I think that's perfect. I think that's exactly... Do you know what? That's kind of what you would almost want your kids to say.
Totally.
Almost like...
He's my baby,
never,
yeah.
Those brats could never fucking say...
He could
say
never say that they were not loved. She didn't give me everything. Yeah.
My dog could never say. It's like, you think you're in the Scooby-Doo movie?
He is super scrappy. Okay. Mm. I am obsessed with the beach.
Yeah.
I'm also quite... I really like... I think I am someone who really appreciates being in a nice surrounding, and preferably, like, for example, the beach, and, like, looking out in the ocean is, like, you know, or, like, being even in a nice restaurant, or I don't know, like, I like being in an atmosphere, like, even in the lanes, or my nan's sofa. Like, I am very much, like, appreciative of my surroundings, I think.
Your Sims environment bar.
Is to the max, maxed out, max motives. The Sims is a small job. I'm actually playing The Sims 2 at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. That I think fun. I've actually I come to a really... 2. I love The Sims 2, but I think I've come to a sad conclusion that I don't like what EA is currently doing with The Sims 4. I don't like what they're doing with the franchise. And I know that everyone's saying that in the community. But it is just really sad because I played The Sims since The Sims 1, since the year 2000.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy.
Do you remember the moment you found The Sims? Because I literally remember it strongly being like, whoa, this is it.
Can you tell me yours, what happened?
At my granny's house, found Sims 1. She was playing Sims 1. And it was like...
That's so funny. Did she show you, or did you just sneak up?
And I was like, what's this? Like, all these, like, little people. And I was like, can I borrow this, granny? She was like, I've never seen it before in my life, sort of. And I took it home, and I just remember being, like,
mind
blown.
Was it her copy?
It was hers. It was hers or her husband's. I have no idea. And then I went to, what's that shop called? What's that shop that closed down, but there's
Game?
No, not Game.
HMV.
HMV. Went to HMV, and I didn't realise Sims 2 was out. I got Sims 2 and Sims 2 Hot Date.
That's
no,
Sims
I didn't.
1
I
Hot
wanted
Date.
Sims 1
yeah,
hot
I bet
date.
You did.
I wanted perv. Sims 1 Hot Date, but I didn't. I got Sims 2 Nightlife.
Nice.
And I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, iconic.
Get hot tubs in that.
Yeah.
And cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin showed me Sims 1, and I took all of his, like, all the expansion packs, and then I got, there was this thing that it, like, folded out. It had all of the discs. It was called, like, the Ultimate Collection or something.
Oh, the Deluxe.
The Ultimate Deluxe Collection of Sims pack. 1, and it had all of the expansion packs. And obviously
literally
the base
incredible.
Game. And my life has been changed ever since.
My friend had all the expansion packs for Sims 2. And I remember literally being like... When I heard that there was a Sims 2 Pets, essentially. Yeah. I'd never heard of Sims 2 Pets. When I heard that was a thing, I was... You can get fucking cats. And not only can you get cats, your cat can go to work.
Oh my God, it's so cute. It's so cute. I would watch the trailer of The Sims 2, like, on YouTube.
Oh my
or like,
God.
I don't think it was on YouTube.
Bit.
I think if you had the Sims 1, like, it must have been maybe with the last expansion packs or something. In the files, like, in the program files, they had the video. Mm. It was a video file, and it used to open on, like, Windows Media Player. Trailer. And it was the trailer for Sims 2. And it's the woman, like, taking her top off, and, like, all the kids are flying around on the fan, on the ceiling fan. And I probably watched
well,
that
that's
like 5,000 times.
When you put Sims 2
exactly,
into your little thing, that video plays.
Mm.
Oh my God, so stunning.
And the...
it's like a little cutscene.
Oh, the intro of The Sims 2 is so good. With the music where it goes, go, 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 cuckoo or whatever when they're like, it's actually really, they wouldn't get away with it now, but it's all people in straight jackets. It's like the teenagers are having their kiss.
Oh my God.
And they float up. And then the next scene is cuckoo, cuckoo. And it's the people in straight jackets anyway.
I forgot about that. That when you are like heartbroken or whatever, it's quite insane actually.
Yeah, a therapist comes in. I know. So I'm loving that.
Such a fucking great game. Mm-hmm.
But I think they're not giving them the space to execute their vision properly with The Sims 4. Like, they've
really... I don't really know.
Well, it's on an alternate time. Like, there's a whole timeline. There's, like, lore. There's history of The Sims, like, of the actual characters and things like that. And in The Sims 4, they just rushed... They rushed the base game, so it came and no one cares. But it came out without pause and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So it was completely rushed. And ever since, they haven't been giving them, I think, the money or the time to create content that reflects like the heart of the game or like what the community actually wants. Yeah.
Do you know what? That makes a lot of sense because I wasn't hooked by Sims 4 at all.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be. It's like, empty. It's an empty game.
Like, I love, like, for the amount that, like, I remember Sims 3 blowing me away.
Yeah, that was insane.
Like, Sims 4, like, the whole, I guess, the whole idea with it is that you can zoom out way more and it's way more of, like, you can go across here and you can go across here, like, you can go around a bit more.
The Sims 3 open world. No, The Sims 4, there's nothing. The Sims 4, there's, the only thing good about The Sims 4, the only, like, innovative thing, I think, is the build mode. Anyway, I'm talking about this too long.
See,
sorry.
I'm not really about the build. I've never been about the build.
You're not a builder.
I like to furnish. I like to furnish, and then I like to make everyone woohoo.
But the build and buy mode in The Sims 4 is one mode, build and buy. Whereas in previous games, it was live mode, and then you had build mode and then buy mode. But in The Sims 4, they've really streamlined it, and it's the best game to build in. But that's it. There's nothing left. Anyway, The Sims is a joy for me. Always a joy. Goes without saying.
I love that.
So yeah, so I've been playing Sims 2.
Have you
ever
tried to play Sims with someone next to you, because it's the most painful thing in the whole world?
Yeah, and as a kid, I was thinking about this recently, because my friend would come around and I'd be like, let's play Sims together, and then it's just kind of like, who's holding the mouse, who's having fun, like who you can't. It's a private game.
You can't Yeah, no, you just can't. It's like, let's make them do that. Unbearable. Or like, they need a weed, make them go to the toilet. It's like, no,
you
they
can't.
Can wet themselves.
Yeah.
They need to,
because it's a game about control. That's why I like it so much, is because when you feel like, oh my God, my brain is a mess. Oh, I can control this perfect world, and I can, all the chaos can be orchestrated under my watch and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, perfect.
So good. I thought this question was quite good. Well, I thought the questions were quite good. Not just quite. This question was good. And quite a few people said like similar things to this. And I feel like this is something that I don't know. I feel like there's a buzzword in here that maybe, I don't know. I'm interested in what you think about it. The question is how to set boundaries, but also be nice. And a lot of people were saying like, how do I, you know, stand up for myself, but I feel like a bitch, and like, how do I blah, blah, blah. But I feel like boundaries is an interesting concept, because I feel like I almost feel like the discourse around boundaries makes it feel maybe bigger than it is, bigger than the reality of it. Do you know what I mean?
I always feel like,
I think people are setting boundaries all the time and they don't know. They just don't know that they're setting boundaries. Like, you're doing boundaries every day.
Yeah, completely. Almost like when... Yeah, maybe like 3 years ago when Instagram was really pushing the whole boundary narrative, maybe even 5 years ago. I feel like I would have been like, if someone said to me, I'm really setting a boundary here, I'd be like, okay, that's great for you. But now if someone kind of said, I'm setting a boundary with you, I'd be a bit more like, what are the infographics you've been reading here?
Yeah, okay, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, it's okay, cool. But I also think they're really important. But yeah, does it need this thing of like, I'm for my mental well-being, I need to set a boundary with you. I don't know if it needs to be that explicit, but maybe it does. I think there are certain examples, you know, when you're saying the words I'm setting a boundary, you know that it's like, okay, it's come to a fucking point now where it's like, I need to draw a fucking line here where you cannot do that to me. I think that's so
I don't think enough. I've ever said out loud I'm setting a boundary. Are you?
No,
have you?
No. Oh my God, I don't think so. I think also like, oh, I don't know. I mean, communication is just fucking hard in all ways, especially in a difficult situation. But I think there are some things where you would just be like, oh, I don't know, because it's so, there's like a whole range of things that
exactly.
could be going on.
Exactly, it's not universal,
and if you feel the
it?
Need to be like, I'm setting a boundary with you, then fucking say it.
Absolutely. I think with something like boundaries, with a concept like that, with any concept of, with anything like that, there's so much room for it to be misunderstood, misinterpreted, go wrong. It's not relative to certain people. It doesn't work for certain, you know, like at the end of the day, nothing is going to work better than you figuring out what you need in that moment and like how you, do you know what I mean? What you need to do. And not in the sense of you need to figure out what you need to do, which means like cutting out all the toxic people and like just be a bitch, like who cares, and like blah blah blah. Do you know what I mean? I think just
completely,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it is hard,
how though. Do you set a boundary with being nice, because while still being nice, because I do think that's a real thing, but basically saying no and still, do you know what I mean, like
being
how
nice.
Do you,
why do we need to be nice in that setting? I think in some things you need to be nice, but almost like usually if you're setting a boundary of someone, it's because they're abusing.
Go this way.
Huh?
I didn't expect this answer. Yeah, go on.
Well, just if someone is, if
no,
someone,
right, yeah.
If you feel the need to be like, right, I need to fucking draw a line here. Like, you cannot do this thing to me that you've been doing.
Yeah.
Our relationship can't continue in this way. Mm-hmm. It's usually because they're not being very nice to you. They're abusing mm-hmm. some level of your relationship
of
with them.
Yeah.
They every single time, I don't know, what's a fucking example? They're fucking cheating on you. It's like, okay, I'm fucking drawing a boundary here. Whatever it is, I don't think
they're dropping
all their shit on you every fucking day. And it's like, oh, I need to mm-hmm. actually have some fucking space here. I don't mm-hmm. know if, I think empathy and kindness and all of this stuff needs to come into it. Just like, let's view it from their perspective. Now let's view it from mm-hmm. my perspective. Let's view it from an outsider's perspective. Let's see what's going on here. But I also think, sometimes you don't need to be nice.
You don't
sometimes
need to be
you
nice.
Can say,
yeah, I think that's good advice.
I'm sorry, but no, I've given a fucking enough now. And no, I'm not doing mm-hmm. it anymore.
Yeah.
And
fair
if
enough.
The way that you need to set a boundary with a difficult person is by potentially hurting them a little bit, and say, if they're fucking hurting you, oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I agree. I think a lot of people need to hear that. Yeah, look, sometimes if you're not going to be nice, is that the worst thing in the world? Because for me, immediately, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, it is. That is the worst thing in the world. But I think I am nice all the time. But I also think I don't really get walked over very often. Mm-hmm. I actually think I strike quite a good balance here.
Go on then.
Because I think I'm pretty fucking nice. I don't think many people would be like, she's not nice. Well, maybe some people would. But I think I'm probably nicer than the average. Mm. And I think I'm pretty good at not getting walked over. And I almost think, I feel like I make something like a quote-unquote boundary seem so obvious that almost people wouldn't even realise that, like, I've just said no to them or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Go on.
Like, I don't make it out to be a weird thing. I don't give there any room for it to be like, wait, what? You're not going to do that. Do you know what I mean? I don't invite questions. I just act and then people
perfect.
Deal with it.
Yeah. Can you give an example?
We're all going to go here and we need you to drive your car so that we can all put the stuff in the car and then we can blah, blah, blah,
blah. I know
blah.
The scene.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
so
things
well.
Like that. It's like, huh? Like,
do you know what?
Something like that. That, I think, is like, that's not, sorry, we're not doing that.
That's the perfect thing as well, because that's one of those things that I always find
before you
that,
know it
those
you're swept up in.
I've said yes and I've been like because I didn't even realize saying no was an option, and then I just feel resentful the whole time. And it's just
whereas
annoying.
I think also sometimes, by the way, more often than not, totally, let's go in my car, let's dump everything in. I don't care. If I don't care, sure, I'm happy to do it, but if, because then you don't need a boundary. But if
yeah,
it's
exactly,
something
you
that you
it.
Actually don't want to do, and I think maybe the crux is that I know what I don't want. I know how I'm quite good at knowing how I feel about something. Yes, I want to go. No, I don't like that person. I do like that. I don't feel good here. I'm quite good at knowing myself.
I think also you're quite good at thinking before you speak.
Yeah.
Which
not
I
on the podcast, but in life I am, believe
skill
it or not.
To learn, because that is, I actually really find that difficult to think before I speak sometimes. Before I've known a bit, sure. And I haven't even thought about, oh wait, but my car's over there, that means
I
have to
say
go
that?
Over there, and I put it together and I'm like, oh shit, now I've got myself in a situation, but I can't really say no, like all of that. But whereas you'll be like, you'll kind of do all those thoughts before me, like, well, I don't want to hit my car from there, that means I've got to go to the fucking clean that shit out, I've got to get petrol, blah blah blah, no I'm not going. And then you'll say no.
Yeah.
Thinking before you speak, guys, it's a skill.
You know what I think is helps with that is giving yourself time. As in, like, you're not wasting anyone's, like, just take your time. I'm not saying, like,
10 seconds.
Yeah, literally.
5 seconds.
Give yourself literally 10 seconds. I think we get in the habit of, like, rushing through things and, like, stressing through things that you're not giving yourself literally a second to step back and be like, how do I feel right now? Whereas I think I'm quite a...
You'll take your time.
I take my time with things. I'm quite a patient person.
But I think that goes against your, like, people-pleasing urge. Because I think...
It does, yeah.
There's an urge to be like, oh, I'm going to speed it up. No, I'm not going to take your time. Mm-hmm. But I think taking your time being like, okay, you've asked me something. Do I want to go to the party with you tonight? Okay, I'm going to think. Rather than, maybe I can, maybe I can't. Let me think.
You know why, though? Sometimes I'm like, if I know... Now, this is where I get really fucked up. If I know that I am not going to do a good job of using my car and driving and blah, 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 blah. If I know that I'm even just going to be miserable the whole time or blah, 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 I would rather not do it. I would have to do it perfectly. If I know that I'm not the right person, if I know I can't please someone in that moment, whether or not I do the thing or not, do you know what I mean? If I already feel like, it's a lost, do you know what I mean? Then I won't do it.
What does it come, like, what do you think with, like, more sort of personal relationship boundaries? Like, if someone kept on, like, digging at you in conversations or something like that. Like, someone kept on saying things that were just slightly fucking rude to you every time, but they're, like,
and who
good
are
friend.
They? Is it someone I, re- yeah, good
it's,
friend?
How
good?
It's, like, I don't know.
Not you,
someone from your
but...
class. Someone, like, from school, let's say. Like, someone just, like, in your class. Right. Or someone from your work, or, like, just the general people in life, I guess.
Okay, just a general friend, not a particularly good
friend. But someone
you
don't want to upset, like, someone that is worth being nice to. Yeah, maybe they're a colleague. You work with them. You don't want to be rude to them because it's in your interest to keep them sweet. Maybe you don't want to rock the boat at work. But they keep saying things like, oh, don't let Erin do that. Like,
oh, like, fuck off. I quit. I don't work here anymore.
Yeah, fuck you.
Where's Erin gone? She hasn't turned up in the past 3 weeks. Yeah, she quit. She said something about she hated our guards. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not turning up. I'm not going anymore. I don't go to that job.
I think that's when it's like, who said niceness needs to come into this shit?
No, I'm joking. Obviously, I wouldn't quit, but, like, it depends. Maybe I would quit. Depends how bad, like, if everyone at my job was a dick, I would.
No, it's just this one girl, it's Sally. It's just little Sally. She just keeps making little comments like, oh my god, your trainers are so brave.
Oh, fuck off, Sally, you fucking cunt, you're pissing me off already. Bloody hell. It depends. If I'm really getting cut up by this, like, if it's actually getting to me, then I would probably say something. I think in the moment I would. If she said, like, if she'd said things and things and things that made me feel bad, and then one day she said, oh, your trainers are brave, I would say, Sally.
Oh, my gosh, she's crazy.
I would say, Sally, you're making me so upset. That's normally what I would do.
Would you?
Yeah, I would say.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I play the victim. Card. You're going to say. Play the victim. Classic wing, as she goes. No, I would say, that has made me feel so embarrassed that you've said that.
That is the way to do it, 100%.
But I think that is genuine as well. And I think
get them in the swimming pool, essentially.
Get them back in the pool. But also, like, I think it does feel natural for me to say that. Agreed. Because what else am I supposed to say? Fuck off, you cunt. Sally, you're getting on my fucking nerves here, babe. Like, I quit.
You're getting on my laugh now,
You're getting
Sally.
My laugh now. Like, do you want these trains? I'll take them off. You can have them. Like... What is the... I don't have a response to that. I don't have any other response.
But the general response would be, like, what the habit, I think, that you see time and time again is for someone to throw something at you and then you throw something back at her. Then you
but what would you say if someone said, oh, your trainers are brave? Oh, wow, I can't believe you're wearing those trainers. They're brave. I would...
No, you have to say. You have to communicate and be like, wait, sorry.
But that's what I mean. What's the response of keeping... Exactly. What's the response of keeping them sweet? There isn't one. What, I go, ha, ha, ha. That feels weird. I wouldn't. That doesn't come naturally to me.
Well, I think what I would come naturally to me is before I've known about, they're crazy. They're stupid. They're absolutely hideous.
Like, yeah, maybe. Sort of yeah, you would maybe be like, oh, yeah, I know. Like, I wasn't sure on them. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I can see that happening as well. But I think
But then I think that's when it's like, it's a more subtle thing that it's not like, my boyfriend keeps cheating on me, I need to set a boundary. It's like this fucking weird girl at Saturday keeps saying like weird things about my trainers. Said that I'm shit at making photos, but very subtle, almost so that when you repeat them they don't sound too bad. So it's like things like that. I think that's one of the more sinister
It's evil
things, that it's almost like you can't be like, Sally, you keep fucking saying weird things, and she'd be like, what have I said?
But I would never say that. I would never say, Sally, you keep saying weird things.
No.
I would say, if she said about the Brave trainers, I would say, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed now. I feel like I need to go home and get changed. Like, what the hell? That's so mean. No, I might even say, that's so out of order, Sally.
Yeah, that's good.
And then
good,
see what she says. See what she says to that fucking cunt. How are you going to handle that,
before
Sally?
Before you know it, Sally's in tears because Sally didn't mean any of that. Sally was actually what she was trying
to say.
I quit.
I'm not working.
Really intimidated.
I'm done. You're not getting a single photocopy from me. No, I've really hit my limit. You're pushing me now. I don't want to work here anymore.
Where even is this place?
I don't want to fucking work here. Sorry.
Fuck off, Sally. This is a fun one. And when I asked my friend this as well, I did it like, let's guess each other's sort of thing.
Oh, that's fun.
So we could do it like that, like I guess yours and you guess mine. But the question is, biggest pet peeve. And I think it's funny to guess what annoys
that is funny
the other person, but I haven't thought yet, so let me think.
Okay, let me think. I know one, but I don't know if it classes a pet peeve.
Go on.
But I know that it's something that you don't like.
Okay.
For example, if you said to someone, oh, is it okay if I use your, if I, can I borrow your trainers, Sally? If you said,
get this bitch away from everyone's trainers.
Just, for example, you said a normal thing. Oh, can I use a bit of your ketchup, please? And they said no, as a joke. Mm. You don't like that. I know that you don't.
Oh, what? And they mean yes.
Yeah, they mean yes, but they're saying like no, as if to say like, yeah, of course you can.
It's a shit joke. Oh yeah, can I just get to the kettle, please? Oh no. Oh, I'm joking. It's like, what was that joke?
Because you were the queen of comedy on this podcast.
Because that's not a good joke.
Does that count as a pet peeve?
It's kind of, your trainers look nice. Nah. It's like, not a good joke.
Jokes.
Not. It's such a shit joke. It's like, what? What is that? Who told you that was funny? I just don't like that as a joke. Yeah, you're so right.
What else can I say?
I guess that is a pet peeve.
It is a bit of a pet peeve, isn't it?
I don't like people with bad sense of humour coming from someone with the most lame sense of humour.
But I really don't
like shit jokes.
Is that a specific... Yeah, but it's not just any shit joke.
No, it's not any shit joke. Do you know what that is?
Because I've been making shit jokes. I've seen you laugh and you're nuts off.
Oh, I'm laughing. No, but you're naturally hilarious. The problem with those kind of jokes is they're not even jokes. It's just saying something to say something. It's someone that doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't like that nonsense.
So they're just basically going, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, why did you say that? I don't like it.
Essentially us every week. Well,
no, all of this has been massively intentional.
That's a good pet peeve, hey?
You're so right. I don't like that at all. Let me think for you.
I don't even know.
There are things that you don't like, but I don't know if you have just like stupid things like that. It's like, just like,
oh God, I have quite serious
things,
do I?
What little bitch I am to not like that.
Right, okay.
I don't know if you have like stupid, ridiculous things. You don't like rudeness. Like, I don't think you would like, if someone came up to you and was like...
rude.
Like, almost... Like, for example, we were once in a restaurant.
Oh, you can't say a real thing. No, go on.
I think
I'm curious.
It feeds into just a large, like,
okay.
And the waiter spilt something on Wing. And he was like, oh, we're both getting everything everywhere. Or something. Oh, we're both making mistakes today. And Wing was like, oh, I didn't do it. You spilled something on me. And I think it's almost things like that. It's like, what? Like, what?
That's not bad.
That's a pet peeve, so when waiters spill things on you and say that you both made a mistake.
But I actually quite liked that from him, because I thought, you silly little boy. Because he said, like, did he spill a drink? He knocked something.
I think he was clearing up our nachos, and he was putting down
up our
some frozen kind of margaritas.
And he said, like, oh God, look at us today. Like, what are we like? And I was like, don't... bring me into this. Yeah. I don't work here, Sally. Like, fuck off.
I love your trainers, by the way.
Okay, yeah, well, maybe that's my pet peeve. Bit of a weird one.
Yeah, it's really weird. But I think it feeds into just, like, you don't like when someone is just kind of, not that he was rude at all, he absolutely wasn't, but almost...
that's the thing, I quite liked that.
Someone kind of blaming you for something has been like, excuse you.
Yeah, if I didn't fucking do it, then no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't like...
Pet peeve is hard. I feel like I thought of one the other day.
Because it's almost like silly things. Like it's not
silly,
like,
little things that, like, you only know it at the time. Like, yeah, exactly. Like you only know it, like, when you're just going through it.
Pet peeve for you.
I don't like... in the kitchen, I don't like when people leave all the cupboard doors, like, open.
Ooh, my brother doesn't like that either. He goes around slamming them.
I don't necessarily slam, like, but I just build up a layer of resentment.
Yeah, yeah.
What else? I don't know, little things like that, maybe.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I don't like things like that. Just, like, when you have things your certain way and someone comes in and just moves them. Even if it's a shared space.
Well, your certain way. Clothes, like, normal.
So
not
true.
Really my certain way, just the only way, really, but... it's hard, isn't it? Let me think of another one for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one for you, but I can't even think of anything I'd find it annoying.
Oh shit, I feel like I'm
not very messy, are you? You're not a mucky pup.
I can be a mucky pup.
You're not a mucky pup.
All right, thanks.
I think you like things quite in order. I think if someone was to come in and really, yeah, I think you like things in order. If there was if someone was to come in and make a real old mess, you would be cleaning it. I think in any space, actually.
It totally depends.
Really?
Yeah, it really depends. But I like things to look good.
Agreed. But in a specific way. Do you know what fucking pet peeve? This is for me, but this is a pet fucking peeve.
All right, give me a clue.
It goes with the ideas of, like, intention and also with, like, watching things.
Like, oh, when people fucking talk during... When the people are on their phone during
phones, it's all about phones for me. If you're watching that
scrolling,
film with
doing
me,
God knows
and
what,
I see you look at your phone scrolling through fucking
That's
Instagram,
so true.
Are you joking? I find
That's
it
such a good
so
one. I should have got
outrageous.
That.
Like,
it is
the
annoying,
budget,
actually.
The script, the acting, the millions of pounds that have been put into this.
All that rejection they went through for you to be sat on your phone.
And you looked at your phone, like, not even looked at your phone. Look, fucking hell, if you get a text, check it, whatever. I'm not going to cry about
it. But if you're not even watching, you're just sat scrolling, yeah. I would find that, I don't care to do that. If I'm on my own and I'm watching something, or I'm not watching something, I'm half watching something, I'm sat on my phone, whatever, it's my own business. If I was with somebody else, I want it to be that we are having a good time together watching something. The disrespect. Yeah, no, not only am I putting my phone in the face of the TV, you're putting your phone in the face of the other person. I think it's rude.
Exactly.
Because you've left them outrageous. To just sit and watch something. I think that's so weird.
Well, I see it as that, and I also see it as an insult to not only your time, but the time of everyone involved of making this, the time,
yeah,
of
making
the money.
The project.
Like, I find it insane, the talent that has gone into this, the sweat and blood. Because also, you're watering down your experience on both ends. You're watering down the experience of watching the show.
Yeah, just commit
and
to something.
This. And then you're watering down your experience of the people you're consuming through your phone.
Yeah.
You're not talking to your friends properly through your phone or looking at all the shit on your phone, whatever.
I'm getting told
off. Most like you're on fucking ASOS. And you're not taking in fucking the fact that Steve Harrington just took his top off and then Dustin said he's got to tame that jungle. That's the funniest line I've ever heard. And he didn't take it in. And I'm fuming.
That's
about
annoying
it.
When someone hasn't taken it in and you're looking at them like, did you hear that? And they're like, yeah, I've heard it. They're like, yeah, I saw it. I'm like, no, you didn't. And I will fucking rewind. I will take the control and I will go back. And we're going to sit through it again now. So
also, it took it away from my experience of watching it, because I wanted to take that in and laugh.
Exactly, with you.
Next to me, and the person next to me didn't take it in. And now my experience of that hilarious line, this didn't actually happen in life, would be tainted.
I think it's so rude. You're right. That's a really good one.
That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves. Like,
I can't believe I didn't get it.
Not,
I knew I was on the brink of it, so I should have got that. I can get you one more. I know I can.
I can get you one more.
shit, it's a race against time. But it has to be good.
Yeah. What do you not like?
I think you don't like when people insinuate something like of you. Kind of similar to me with spilling like a drink. But like, there's more to this. I'm coming back to that.
You're the one editing this, so I feel sorry for you going through this.
Fucking hell.
I don't know this about you, actually, but I would imagine. I actually don't think I've ever been in a situation where this has happened with you. But
yeah.
I would because I'm always on time, but I would imagine you wouldn't really like lateness.
No, like I don't care. If someone else is late, that's fine. No.
Really? Or maybe you being late?
I would hate to be late. If you were waiting on me really and I was going to be late, I would die.
I would just imagine you to really, really not like that.
No, sure, go for it. Be late. Give me more time just to chill out, be on my own.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't mind just if someone's late. I would think I would quite like that because it's...
Mm. No, not chilling out time, though. You're both meeting at...
Yeah, I'm just waiting there.
It's just
yeah,
me.
No,
you're meeting
fine.
At the cinema and someone's late.
I would be happy that they were the late one and not me. I would be happy about it, yeah. So much of a fucking freak I am. I would be like, thank God they're fucking late.
Jesus.
Like, if we were meeting, just anything, I would rather...
But we've got a reservation somewhere and I'm late and it was out of... And I'm not respecting your time. Like, it's out of complete tardiness on my
side. Fine. That's okay.
I've been just chilling
sure.
out.
Yeah,
rolled out of bed.
100. There's no rush. That's what I say. I say there's no rush. How many times have I said that to you?
Yeah,
no,
you
rush.
No rush. No rush.
There is
yeah,
no rush.
I always rush.
There is no rush.
Always in a rush.
Like, I wouldn't. We've got a reservation somewhere. Fine. I'm just sat here. Then that's fine.
God.
There's no rush.
Interesting.
I would hate the thought of someone rushing to me.
True,
that
so
makes
true.
Me feel sick.
I see that completely. Yeah, 100%.
Take your time, Jesus. 100%. I don't want you coming to me in a fluster, feeling bad. God no.
Why am I always flustered then?
That's your own problem. I don't want you to be flustered
entirely.
At all. Please, God, don't be flustered.
No, it's just my
way of
life.
I want you to just be calm and you took your time. Like, I don't care if you were 20, 30 minutes late and you just walked in calmly. I would rather that.
I agree. Sorry for putting that in your mind.
Tardiness.
Or trying to project that onto
that's
you.
That's
so I don't
funny.
Think you are a late hater.
Have
I'm
you
late
changed
hater.
Your mind? Are you? So if I was really late, you'd be getting annoyed with me.
No, I think I am... putting it on the cinema.
That's fair enough.
If someone is late to the cinema, not that I'm annoyed, but I God, I'm coming up such a freak with like films. Like you're disrespecting the content. But it's disrespectful of the
ads. And the experience is like I wanted time
yeah.
to just smell the popcorn. I wanted time to just
that's
loiter. Go
people
to the
eating in the cinema.
Really, I think that's part
popcorn
of the experience.
Is fine, but like when it comes down to like
popcorn is fine. Wrappers.
Popcorn's more than fine. Popcorn is celebrated.
To be encouraged. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Celebrate. I would love to think of another pet peeve, but maybe we should just go.
I know pet peeves. It's so
funny. I don't know why this is such a fun little
I know.
Game.
Yes,
because it's hard
else
enough to think
really
of your own pet peeves, let alone somebody else's. I see where you were going with lateness. I totally
yeah,
get the
but
attempt
no.
but no because that is kind of that is a bit of a classic one.
What is a pet peeve for you then? Like why don't you think one for yourself?
I don't think
like,
I really have
peeve?
I always
like,
think
cupboards?
About pet peeves
I get it.
In my own like not in relation to anyone else. Like I think my pet peeves are like for example if I'm washing my face and my sleeves get wet, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's
a pet
bad.
Peeve is like, do you know what I mean? Like things like that. Like, oh, my tea's gone cold. To bring it back to tea.
Yeah, yeah, just annoying things.
Yeah. I don't have a pet peeve really with people, unless people,
what
yeah,
about
are just
for
assholes.
You?
Yeah.
Almost like, I feel like maybe a pet peeve for you. Oh, I've got two. They came.
I've actually just got one now that you've said that. But yeah, go on.
Oh God.
Maybe it's one of the ones they've all come at
long.
Once. Yeah.
We go for 2 weeks and then we've all got pet peeves for 2 hours.
Yeah.
One for you, maybe. Which one should I go for first? This one I know you don't like. When people hate women for no reason.
Oh,
like, basically internalised misogyny. When people are like, I've just got a problem
it does
with Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
I've just got a problem with Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
There's just something about her I don't like.
Yeah.
That's a massive pet peeve for you.
It is, yeah.
And
rightly so, yeah.
Also, when people comment nasty things, not to us, but to like Zoella.
I get annoyed. And anybody, remember that time I got in an argument with someone because they commented something mean about Danielle Jonas on Instagram, and I fully
yeah,
went
I
back.
Remember.
It's,
yeah.
it's really, like, there's a sense of justice
that,
here.
That like, took up 2 days of
your
time.
It did. It did.
We were like writing our dissertations, and Wing was like arguing with this girl about Danielle Jonas.
It was a man.
On Instagram.
That was what annoyed me, and I just thought, look, you're getting to me now. I had to say something.
So
you definitely
crazy.
Didn't, but I had to say something, and then it was really funny because he said, "Oh shit, someone's messaged me." Oh my god, so cute. Someone's in our merch.
Oh, so nice.
yeah, I was going back and forth with this guy, and I had said, like, in his bio, it said, like, I'm just a cool, fun-loving guy, like, living my best life being kind or something. And I thought, that is a fucking bullshit, and I'm going to call you out. You're a fucking little liar, and you're being so mean. And I thought, this is so embarrassing, because it wasn't even on... It wasn't even on Danielle Jonas. It wasn't even on Kevin Jonas's wife's account, Danielle's account.
It was on
it was
Kevin
a post
Jonas.
That Kevin had made, and then someone's it's a post. This is what's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Kevin Jonas has made a post about his wife, and someone's commented saying she's ugly or whatever. Mm. And I just thought that's horrible.
Yeah, it
you
is
can't
horrible.
Do. What's wrong with you? That's you. Don't, and also, I don't think you mean that. I think you're just in the habit.
Yeah.
Of being a bit mean. I don't think you actually mean that. And you're
you know
you're just doing it for a couple
that
nights and a couple laughs.
What I was other what the other pet peeve was going to be.
Oh yeah, go on. Sorry,
I was going to say that you don't like when people don't think for themselves. I think when people almost have literally a habit of like, oh, I don't like this thing. Because I just don't like that
is so true.
I don't think you like that. Like, oh, I just don't like, for example, Taylor Swift. I just don't like her. It's like, you've just been told by the patriarchy, whatever, by years of existing in this fucking shit world, that you don't like Taylor Swift.
I don't believe that's your actual opinion.
I think you don't like when people aren't critical with a thought. You, they just go along with, oh, that's just not, I'm not supposed to like that, so I don't like that.
That is actually true. Yeah, all right, fine. Does that count? It feels too deep to be a pet peeve. But you're definitely right.
Like,
I don't like
they're
it.
They're right, yeah. But they're also like, they are your peeves. You get peeved off.
They are peeves, yeah, but they're not necessarily pet peeves.
No, they're quite political peeves.
They are political peeves, yeah. All right, let me give you one last one for you. I'm really
Do we think, should we just go?
I'm definitely going to regret this, but let me... Let me just take my... I just want one. Or is this bad, do you think?
No, I don't think it's
I think
bad.
This is bad content.
I don't know. I don't know. We've been talking about Sims and shit, like...
I know. We can't go now. Now it seems weird. Now it's like, oh, maybe we kind of go with our tail between our legs a bit, like, all right, bye.
It's our thing. Like,
Yeah.
I think people will like it for 2 weeks. They might like it.
Yeah. Oh, I just know there's one with you that I'm missing.
What that I don't like.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't like a lot of things. Like, there are a lot of things that I'm like, oh, that's just annoying.
That's
like, why.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing you being like, oh, like
that's
rolling
so
your eyes
annoying.
At things.
And it's like, why?
And I'm trying to capture what is it that she's annoyed about, but it's just everything. It's just a big blur. I'm trying to picture, I know that you're annoyed. I can see it in my head, but I'm like, what's made her like that? Right, but it won't rewind. Do you know what I mean? Oh.
No, let's leave
maybe
it.
Maybe we
I
come
think,
back to
I think
it at a later date.
My big one is the phones with the screens. The phones
that
with the TV.
That is such a good
phones
one.
With, that is,
I'm gutted I didn't think of that.
That's my big one.
That is the biggest pet peeve of yours.
Oof,
and it's a classic pet peeve. It's a perfect pet peeve.
Yeah. But the thing is, I would also call that a political peeve. Like, that's like, how dare you insult...
It means something to you.
The,
yeah.
How
Fair
dare
enough.
You insult the art, basically. So rude. So
why don't everyone message us and guess what Seffi's pet peeve is?
No. Definitely
no?
don't do that. Please.
But they might give me some hints, because
no,
I want to know.
No.
All
why
right,
doesn't everyone message with their own pet peeves? That'd be nice.
There's no chance we're keeping up with that.
Oh, God. How about we go? Because this, I don't know if we're talking
Yeah, I'm not
going
to get
now.
Through this. All right, let's go.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for being
thanks,
here, guys.
Thanks.
If you've listened to all of this, this is why I like Q&As. They go all over the place, and they are kind of nonsense, but they are great.
Yeah, God knows what we're going to call
There's
this.
There's been some boundary stuff
Boundaries,
in here.
That'll go in there.
Boundaries.
Pet peeves? No.
Pet peeves is good, I
okay.
think. And Freaky Friday.
That's nice. All right, let's go.
Cool.
Thank you guys. If you don't, it hits too real sometimes.
Yeah.
If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Assume the worst.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.